Seder? Okay, last time we gave an overview of the world of mitzvah b'avera. This shiur is built on the last shiur that we're going to see today, Machokas, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, which to a certain degree can link in to the Yerushalmi that we learned last time in terms of the, we spoke about mitzvah, we spoke about ba'a, and we spoke about b'avera, to fit into the Yerushalmi of the Ba'a and the Yerushalmi of the Avera. Okay, let's learn inside. So the Gemara pointed out in terms of searching for a reason why Lulav HaGozel should be pasul all 7 days, that we have over here a concept of mitzvah haba ba'avera, and we have a drasha from the pasuk Vavesem Gozel es hapiseach V'es hachole, that this halacha of gozel applies loshna lifnei yeyush, loshna la'achar yeyush. The Gemara points out bishlama lifnei yeyush and daf lamed amud aleph adam yakriv mikem amar rachmana v'lav didehu. That in the world of lifnei yeyush, we don't have an ability of the Gazlans being able to create a korban, and that our Gemara appears that this is learned out from the fact that the korban has to be created by an owner, Mikem, and the Gazlan is not an owner. So Tosus points out here, Maskel ki yakriv tema b'meruba memait gazel midachsiv korbano v'hocha memait midachsiv Mikem. Okay, that's one issue, that we have two different psukim that appear to be for the same drasha. V'afagav de'ikad demuki hasan begazal korban dechavrei mikomakom kasha leman de'lo muki lehacha. In other words, you could say that one pasuk is stealing an animal and being makdish, and the other pasuk is stealing a korban that someone else was already makdish. That's one way of learning, but not everyone learns that way. But more than that, od kasha dehasan mashma delifne yeyush lo tzarich kra. That there's no need for a pasuk at all. Why? In other words, v'kamar hechi dami ilei malif neyeyush lama likra. You don't even need the pasuk of karbano v'lo hagazul. And that we find that the drasha of mikem, which is used in our Gemara to exclude one who is not a bailim, is used in Chulin for a totally different drasha. So Tosfos answers that really we have to go in a different direction. The end of the second, my edition, the end of the second wide line of Tosfos, the Yeshlamar, the Had to come and be meruba lifnei yeyush lama likra mipnei shelifnei yeyush ein yochol lehakdish v'harehu chulin ki de amrinon gazav v'ronis yashu abaylim shnehem einam yecholim lehakdish. That we have a din b'chol haTorah kula, namely the Gemara by us and the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara by us appears to be that we have a unique din in the world of korbanos, that a korban can't be created lifnei yeyush. A korban requires mikem. But Tosfos points out that within meruba, within the Gemara over there, we have in the Samach Chesem Adeis, we have a drasha. We have a drasha that ish ki yakdish es beso kodesh ma beso shelo afkol shelo, namely that in order to transfer bailus, in order to be able to make a machira, to make a matan, to be makdish, you have to have two factors: a that it has to belong to you legally, and B, it has to be in your rishus. So by the original owner, he can't be makdish because it's not in his rishus. By the gazlan, he can't be makdish even though it's in his rishus, but it's not his legally. Namely, that what Tosfos points out is that the reason that a gazlan can't bring a korban before yeyush is that the gazlan doesn't have the ability to be makdish the behema before yeyush. That's a din b'chol haTorah kula, that a gazlan can't transfer ownership on an object which is in his possession. Yes?
Is there a source for this din?
That's, in other words, that's the, it's a drasha of Yochanan where it says ish kiyakdish es beso kodesh, to be makdish, to transfer bailus, something has to be like your house. A person's house has two factors: a, legally it belongs to him, and secondly, it's under his, it's in his possession. So in order to be makdish, you need those two factors. If something is legally yours but it's not in your possession, you're a nigzal, you can't be makdish. If something is not legally yours but it's in your possession, like a gazlan, you can't be a makdish.
What about just selling something
though? So we're saying who had that's
but
the
it's the same makar?
It's the same makar. Yeah, it's all the same makar. That's what Tosas over here is pointing out. So there's no need for a unique pasuk in the world of korbanos, because we have a din b'chol haTorah kula. Gazav l'nesiyah shor b'ilim shnei miachem l'haktish ze lefi she'eno shelo v'ze lefi she'eno birshuso. That the concept of l'haktish is a concept over here of an ability to transfer ba'alut. In order to transfer ba'alut, you have to have total ba'alut. Total ba'alut means both legally and in the world of mitziyut, physically, that you have control. When you have those two factors, you have legal ownership and you have control, then you can transfer that ownership to another party. But if either of those two factors is missing, then the ownership cannot be transferred. Now again, a gazlan has kinyan egzela, he has a partial ownership. The nigzal retains a legal ownership, but neither of those are enough to transfer ownership. So what do we do with our Gemara? So our Gemara is a lulei. Had we not had the din b'chol haTorah kula, we could have learned it out from Mikem. Had we not had the din b'chol haTorah kula, we could have learned it out from Korbanah v'lo hagazal. But the moment that we have the din b'chol haTorah kula, there's no need, and Tosis brings a whole slew of parallel situations where we have unnecessary drushos. We have drushos that could be used. We have them in our pocket if we need them, but they're really not necessary because we have an overriding drasha that explains the matter. Okay, that's the pasuk of anyway. So this tosus takes the drasha of Mikem and says it's lav dafka. The next tosus does the same thing. Takes the language of the Gemara and also makes it lav dafka, that when the Gemara says ela, if we can't be talking about lufnei yeyush because the hekdesh doesn't get off the ground, so what over here is the, in other words, I'm sorry, that the reason that the gazel cannot be brought as a korban lufnei yeyush is hekdesh doesn't get off the ground. What about la achar yeyush? Ha kanye b'yeyush. So over here, Tosis points out that this ha kanye b'yeyush does not fit in according to Rav Yochanan. The Baal HaMember of our sugya is Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rav Yochanan himself holds in Baba Kama, the whole sugya of yeyush, that yeyush kedi, yeyush on its own, is not kone. Only when you have a yeyush and a shini reshus, a yeyush and a shini Hashem. And so Tosus introduces that into our Gemara, that when the Gemara says over here la'achar yeyush hakanya b'yeyush, it has to be within the shita of Rav Yochanan, that the kanya b'yeyush will be with the yeyush and the shini Hashem. Don't we have over here sort of an inner contradiction? The Shini Hashem is hektish, but we're saying that he can, in other words, that we're back to our question. Didn't we just say that when something is not legally yours, you cannot be makdish it? And until there is a Shini Hashem, it doesn't legally belong to the ganav. So what, in other words, how does it get off the ground? Aren't we still using only yeyush? So here we have a concept in the Gemara in Gittin that if you want to give a get shichur to your eved, don't we have this vicious cycle that everything you give to your eved belongs to you? So how does the get shichur ever belong to the eved? How does the ever Eved ever be independently, I was able to make a kinyan on the get shichur if mashekana Eved kana rabo. So the Gemara has a concept of ito v'yado ba'im ka'achas, that we have over here a simultaneity, that he receives, he becomes free and he receives the get simultaneously. So hu hadin in our sugya, when we say that if the ganav is makdish after yeyush, yeyush alone is not kona. Yeyush and the shinui Hashem is kona. The hekdesh is the shinui Hashem. But how did the hekdesh get off the ground? Gito v'yado ba'im ka'achas. That the shinui Hashem that coincides with the hekdesh is able to create the conditions necessary for the hekdesh to be chal. The hekdesh is chal minei ubei with the shinui Hashem.
Only at that moment that you're bringing the korban, basically?
No, not to bring the korban. At the moment that you say it's hekdesh.
In other words,
when the Gazlan says that this animal is hekdesh, what right does he have to say it's hekdesh? So what do we have in the picture? Yeyush. Yeyush alone is not a kinyan, but Yeyush and Shini Hashem is a kinyan. So moving from chulin to hekdesh is the Shini Hashem. But that itself, again, the vicious cycle, it doesn't get off the ground. You can't create the hekdesh. The Gazlan doesn't have ownership yet. He's only going to have the ownership once it's hekdesh. That's the Gito v'yado boim ka'achas.
So he never had ownership.
The Gazlan didn't have previous ownership. He is getting ownership by being makdish, and the hekdesh is chal because he has that ownership. That's over here the Gito v'yado.
But at the end of the day, it's not his. It belongs to hekdesh, right?
He's transferring it to hekdesh. And we pointed the in the world of kinyanim, there are two factors that give an individual ownership. One factor is legally who does it belong to. A second factor is control. If you control an object, you have a degree of ownership. A ganav and a gazlan not only has chiyuve gzela, and chiyuve geneva, he has kinyane geneva and kinyane gezela. These kinyanim, it's in a certain sense, because he has control over the object, he has a degree of ownership. We spoke about the fact that yitachen, that she'ela, that in other words, that the kinyane she'ela could be a degree of ownership. A gazlan has a degree of ownership. That's why we need psukim to say, you know, where it's Karbono Velo HaGazel, because the Gazlan has a certain degree of ownership. But his ownership, we spoke about a minute ago, is limited in that he can't transfer it to another party because he doesn't legally own it. However, when we have a situation where there is both Yeyush and Shini Hashem, then, at that point, the ganav also not only has control, he also has legal ownership. And once he has legal ownership and control, that combination, he can transfer it. But over here, to be makdish, the shini Hashem comes about via the hekdesh. So we have a vicious cycle. How does it get off the ground? It has to be legally the ganav's in order to be makdish it. It's only going to be legally the ganav's once the hekdesh is chal. So that all occurs in one shot. It becomes hekdesh.
Once it belongs to hekdesh, is it still legally the ganav?
Once it belongs to hekdesh, then we have two types of hekdesh. We have what we call kodshe bedek habayit and kodshe mizbeach. Kodshe bedek habayit legally belong to hekdesh. There is a legal entity, a corporation, called hekdesh. And kodshe mizbeach, it basically belongs to hekdesh, but the owner still has residual zuchuyot, that the korban, when it's brought, is a kapara on him. So he has a certain tovas hana'a, he has a certain degree of value added, residual ownership in the object, that it still relates to him. So that would still be, it would be the korban of the ganav. So we're saying that the hekdesh lachar yeyush kanye b'yeyush, the hekdesh gets off the ground. However, the Gemara says this is still a problem of mitzvah haba ba'avera. And here Tosus points out that it's only because we hold that Yeyush Kedi is not Kona that we say that that this is a situation of mitzvah haba ba'avera. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, Tosfos was bothered by the world of Ula, in which Ula points out that because Yeyush, that in this world we have a world where the Yeyush and the Shinui Hashem together are going to create the korban and is going to be a psul of mitzvah baba avera. It appears that had there been a din of Yeyush Kedi Kona, there would not have been a din of mitzvah baba avera. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, and this we'll see later on as Jit of the Ri, Diyim Isa de Yeish Kedi Kani, Havi Shalo Kodem Hekdesh, V'tulo Chashiv Mitzvah Haba Ba'avera. That the Ri is telling us that it's only because of this legal twist of Gito V'yado Ba'am Ka'achas that we have a din of Mitzvah Haba Ba'avera. That if we were to have a Kinyan of the Gazlan that would precede the Hekdesh, then the Hekdesh would A, get off the ground, and B, the Korban would be a Korban Kasher. But when the Kinyan comes about via the Hekdesh, at that, you know, it's that simultaneity that creates the Mitzvah Haba'a Ba'avera. That only when we have the Kinyan coming along with the Hekdesh, accompanying the Hekdesh, then we have a din of mitzvah haba'a be'avera. This is, in other words, the core of the shita of the Ri, that he distinguishes between a kinyan that precedes the hekdesh, or precedes, hekdesh is an example of a mitzvah, precedes the mitzvah, and a hekdesh that comes along with the mitzvah. When the hekdesh precedes, then there's no din of mitzvah be'avera. When the hekdesh is simultaneous, that's when there is a din of mitzvah v'haba ba'avera. Yes?
Is this similar to the Ravid that you mentioned last time? Is it about
Zachas? No. The Ravid was speaking about the coincidental simultaneity between a mitzvah and a veira. Here we're speaking about the cause and effect relationship. That if the cause and effect relationship is simultaneous with the mitzvah, it becomes a mitzvah because of the avera simultaneous with, in other words, we're adding, if you want to. It's not the Ravid of speaking about simultaneity as being enough of a factor. We're saying that we need a cause and effect relationship. The mitzvah has to be brought about via the Aveira. That because the Gazlan is a Gazlan, he was able to create the Korban. But we need a combination of a cause and effect and the simultaneity. In other words, we'll try and flesh it out a little bit. Where did Tosfos see this concept? I mean, it answers the issue of the Gemara in Meruba. But where did Tosfos see it? So Tosfos says, "V'chein muchach lekaman deshmaisin gabe avankari v'likninhu b'shinui Hashem." That the Tosfos quotes the Gemara that we have over here on the bottom of the Amud, three lines from the bottom. Amalu Rav Huna lahane avankari. That Rav Huna was speaking to the retailers, and he was telling them, "Kizavintu asa me akum," that when you want to buy hadasim from goyim, lo tigzos atun, you shouldn't be the one who cut them from the field. El aligzazei inu, they should be the ones cutting it from the field and giving it to you. My taima, that the assumption is that the field probably had been stolen from a Jew. But on the level when it's still attached to the ground, karka eina nigzelet, and therefore, the moment that the hadasim are cut from the ground, then they become a taltalim, and then the shem gezela applies to them. So hilchach ligzeze inhu. So the goyim should be the ones who will cut it. ki hechi d'lahave yeyush balim bi yadayhu did hu v'shini rishus bi yadayhu, that by the time it comes to you, it will come to you after a combination of yeyush and shinui rishus. So the Gemara asked, but aren't you the retailers? Isn't there always going to be a shini rishus going to the party who's receiving it? So the answer is, we're dealing with the hadassim that the retailers themselves want to use. So we need a shini rishus that would precede it coming to them. The assumption of the Gemara is that without this yeish and shini rishus, we would still have an issue of mitzvah haba ba'avera. And in that, the Gemara asks, next on the bottom line of Lamed Amud Beis, v'likninu b'shinui Hashem. But when the moment it's cut, don't we have a shinui Hashem, even before the shinui rishus, that it had been called a hadas bush, and now it's called a hadas, and where it says, no, even a hadas bush is still a hadas. It didn't really change its name when it became cut for the purpose of the mitzvah. But the concept of v'likninu seems to imply that the moment that we have a kinyan that precedes the mitzvah, that kinyan is going to take away the mitzvah haba ba'avera. That's what Tosus over here is pointing out. V'chein muchach l'kaman b'shmaisin gabe avankeri v'likninu b'shini Hashem. Mashma ikonule matzi nafkile v'lochashiv mitzvah haba ba'avera. So when then do we have a mitzvah ba'avera? Only if we have that simultaneity. Yeish kedi lo kani, ayadei hekdeshan kakani le, ika yeish v'shini Hashem hashta, if currently it becomes hekdesh via the shini Hashem, as chashiv le mitzvah haba'a be'avera. In other words, Tosis makes this basic distinction. This basic distinction that Tosis makes is really totally in two lashonos in Rashi, and that segues into the world of Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosis by us simply points out Rabbeinu Tam mefarish b'inyan acher without going into any details, because he said that he was ma'arich in Baba Kama and in Gittin, and so we'll bring in Rabbeinu Tam from there. But already, if you go back, if you look in Rashi on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Rashi points out Hilkoch, the Rashi did Maskel Hilkoch on the third line of Rashi. Hilkoch Ligzazahin. The Eitza was that the Goyim should be the ones who will cut the Hadassim from the ground, Minamachubar, V'yitnuhu Lachem, and they should pass it on to you. Shiyu Hein HaGazlanim, V'atem Lokchim Osa Mehem. And since we're dealing with a given that Habaylim Nisya'ashu Kfar, the owners of this field long ago despaired of ever getting their field back from these goyim who stole the field. So therefore, have yeyush etzlam. So the yeyush was when this was still in the hands of the goyim. Va'acharkach hu mishtane mirishusan lirishutchem. V'kosavar yeyush greida lo kani. That the working assumption of the Gemara is that yeyush alone would not be a kinyan, avol yeyush v'shini rishus kani. But the kinyan would be made up of the combination of yeyush and shinui rishus. Then Rashi continues v'iname, or you can learn the Gemara on a different plane. Rashi has two perushim. The first perush was that yeyush alone is not kona. Yeyush and shini rishus would be the kinyan, and that's where we have the issue of mitzvah haba ba'avera, when you have the simultaneity. Inami kani, or maybe even if yeyush is kona, still mitzvah haba ba'avera have im atem tachtachu amena machubar tiyu atem agozlim. Namely, that even if we're going to have a preceding kinyan, b'cholzot is still going to be a din of mitzvah haba ba'avera. That's where we move over into Rabbeinu Tam. That with these two Lashonos and Rashi are basically the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. The Maharsha Al Atar points this out, that our Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph only works out according to the First Lashon of Rashi. See from Rashi, and then we'll see it in Rabbeinu Tam himself. Preceding the Hekdesh, then such a kinyan is chal, and there's no longer a mitzvah baba aveira. However, when you have a situation where yeyush kedi lo kani, lachar hayeyush hagazlan makdish, then the Hekdesh is chal, because we have the combination of Yeyush plus Shinui Hashem. The Kevan She HaHekdesh the Kev, in other words, and this we pointed out, and this is the din of Gito v'yado boyin ka'achas, that since the Hekdesh is chal toch kedei the kinyan gneva of Yeyush and Shini Hashem toch kedei, so therefore kan yesh mitzvah haba abadayu. And this is what, and Tosfos proves this from the world of the Avankari, that when the Gemara asks, Likninu b'shini Hashem, that the moment that you have a kinyan that precedes, over there, by the Avankari, the kinyan precedes the mitzvah. This is all being done on Erev Sukkah. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Arba Minim. When the kinyan, were the Yeyush and Shini Hashem to precede the mitzvah, then there would be no mitzvah b'avera. When we have the kinyan coming about simultaneously with the mitzvah, when the kinyan comes about simultaneously with the mitzvah, when the cause and effect of the mitzvah haba avera is a simultaneous cause and effect, that's when you have a mitzvah haba avera. You have a simultaneous cause and effect. Right? on the Aflamed Amid Beis that that the world of the Avankari is a world of Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani, is a world of Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani. And then, when we have a case of Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani, and we're only going to have a Kinyan via Yeyush Shini Hashem, right, this is the world of Mitzvah Habah Ba'aveira. This is all within that first Lashon of Rashi. However, again, Rashi has another Lashon, that even if Yeyush Kedi is Kona, we still have a din of Mitzvah Habah Ba'aveira, namely, totally against the Ri. That is what we find in Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we'll put Rabbeinu Tam. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, Afilu im Yeyush Kedi Kani, right? And the Yeyush, and the Kinyan, really. Afilu im Yeyush Kedi Kani. The Hakinyan Chal Lifnei HaHekdesh, still we have Mitzvah Ba'aveira. We still have Mitzvah Ba'aveira. Where does Rabbeinu Tam say this? So Tosfos again hints it at the very, very end of our Tosfos. Because let's look at our Tosfos for a moment. Five lines from the bottom. Tosfos points out, V'hod demashma b'reisha gozel kama. Hahud de gozel sa'a. Person steals a measure of wheat. Af al pi de shinui kone. And it says, gozel sa'a, tochana, losha, afa'a. Person steals wheat. He grinds it, he kneads it, he cooks it. We're dealing over here with a tremendous world of Shinui Maisa. Even after the Shinui Maisa, the Gemara says, Ein ze mevarech ela menaitz, that we have an issue of mitzvah v'habah b'aveira, af al pi shekenoh b'shinui Maisa, kodem sheba lidei chala. What do we do with that? According to the Ri, that's a problem. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, lehefech, that's a raya to Hishita, that even after you have a kinyan, you can still have a world of mitzvah ba'aveira. Okay, in other words, that particular case would be the difference. In other words, with that case, in other words, within our sugya, we have two lashonos belchora. That case is a very big problem according to the Ri, but it works out beautifully according to Rabbeinu Tam. Let's look in Tosus over there, what I photostated for you from Tosus in Baba Kama. Amar Ula Menayin Liyeyush She'en Kone, Mashma Hacha Desar Ula Yeyush Lo Kone. That's what the Gemara seems to say, black and white. And also in the Gemara in Ezekiel, the Kasher Rabbeinu Tam, that we have Ula going later on saying black and white that Yeyush is Kone. B'yadua Yeyush is Kone. We appear to have a stira within Ula. So so Tosfos understands that according to Ula, really Yeyush is not Kone. And the Gemara later on is talking about a case of Yeyush and Shini Hashem. That's what, you know, we saw that according to Ula, Yeyush alone would not be Kone, but only when you have Yeyush and Shini Hashem, that's the Kinyan. So when the Gemara says that according to Ula, Yeyush is Kone, Yeyush is not Kone, that's fine. But the Gemara says that Yeyush is Kone, it means Yeyush and Shini Hashem. That's the Ri. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, B'chol makom Yeyush Kone. Yeyush is Kone. But, Rak l'inyan korban mishum dahav e mitzvah haba ba'aveira. In achinami Yeyush is Kone, but even after a kinyan, you can still have mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Namely, when Ula says Yeyush lo Kone, what he means is that the Yeyush is not going to help to bring the korban, that the korban is still going to be possible because of mitzvah baba avera, and he brings the raya from Gittin v'chulei, v'od ma'isi raya from our sugya. Let's move over to our sugya. Od ma'isi raya, Rabbeinu Tam, reishul of hagazel, Paslinam gulav hagazal filu b'yom tov sheni. Mefarish av yocha mishem mitzvah ba ba'avera. And the Gemara says that lifne yeyush, certainly it's nilavdi dehu. Ela la'achar yeyush ha'kanya b'yeyush. Read the Gemara literally. Don't put in the words ha'kanya b'yeyush v'shini Hashem like the Reed did. Read it literally. Kanya b'yeyush, yeyush is kone. So why then can't the korban be brought? Ela la'av mishem mitzvah ba ba'avera. Mashma de savar b'chol duchti yeyush kani raklinyan mitzvah. Namely, in a chinami, in other words, in the world of dine mamonos, yeyush is kone. When it comes to the world of mitzvos, we have a din of mitzvah haba the avera. And on that, the Ri disagrees. The Ri says, according to Ula, really yeyush is not kone. Only the combination of yeyush and shini Hashem is kone. And when we have the simultaneity, that's when we have a problem of mitzvah baba avera. But when the kinyan precedes, then we have then there's no issue of mitzvah baba avera. What over here is going on? How do we understand this machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam? Between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Ri, If we were to say that Yeyush would be Kona, there would never be Mitzvah Baba Avera. The only reason is Mitzvah Baba Avera is because Yeyush alone is not Kona. You need the Shini Hashem. The Shini Hashem is simultaneous with the Mitzvah, and that's what creates Mitzvah Baba Avera. According to Ibn Tam, even if Yeyush is Kona, Bechol Zot, we still have a concept of Mitzvah Baba Avera following the Yeyush. So here, I'll give you the direction that Rav Buchenstein went, and it's found in the Shiurim of the Rav, that there's a tremendous common denominator between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, and they disagree on one prat, but that pulls everything into two directions. The common denominator between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam is the Yerushalmi that we saw in Shabbos, that in order to have a mitzvah haba ba'avera, we require gufa avera. We pointed out that the word of gufa avera means that we have a chalos shame avera in the Cheftza. The Chalos Shem Avera